what I decided to do at sentencing was to use her own words with respect to my belief she had not fully accepted responsibility. The fact that she'd indicated a worry that state employees would be on the jury and just be willing to convict. The fact that she was critical of witnesses that, in my opinion, had not committed perjury and failed to take full responsibility for over a 13-year period, 215 times, I chose to use her own words to point that out to the court, the criticism of state employees as well as witnesses, because the state employees that I saw testify went above and beyond to try to be truthful, to try to be helpful. One of the reasons I asked for a consecutive sentence is parole eligibility, that in a consecutive sentence, she will need to serve 30% of count one, but then it jumps up to 40% of count two. The court ultimately suspended 6 years of the sentence to have control over her actions, control over the restitution and other matters.